Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. When the Zen Master Speaks to the Heart by Tenzin Dolma Lamo is a beginner-friendly mindfulness book built around 52 short Zen-style stories designed to calm the mind and soften everyday suffering. The premise is simple. Instead of arguing with negative thoughts, you learn to observe them, loosen your grip, and return to the present. Each story works like a small mirror, pointing out how stress often comes from clinging, rushing, comparing, or trying to control what cannot be controlled. The tone is gentle and practical, aiming to make Buddhist-inspired ideas feel usable for modern life rather than abstract philosophy. Readers can treat the book as a weekly companion, a daily reset, or a quick antidote during anxious moments, without requiring prior knowledge of Zen or Buddhism. It offers bite-sized reflections that invite patience, self-compassion, and a steadier attention, so mindfulness becomes a lived habit instead of a concept. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, using short stories as mindfulness training. A central idea of the book is that wisdom can land more deeply when it arrives through a simple story rather than through theory. Zen storytelling traditionally uses everyday situations, small surprises, and paradox to interrupt habitual thinking. In a modern context, that format is especially helpful for readers who feel overwhelmed, distracted, or tired of complex self-help programs. Each short piece can be read quickly, but it is designed to be contemplated slowly, allowing the mind to settle as you consider what the scenario reveals about attention, reaction, and choice. The book encourages a practice of pausing after a story and noticing how it resonates with your current stress, relationship patterns, or inner self-talk. Instead of collecting ideas, you rehearse a skill, noticing the moment when the mind tightens and practicing release. Over time, these micro-lessons can support a steady shift from rumination to observation. The stories also provide a low-pressure entry point into mindfulness, because you can return to a single story repeatedly and find a different angle depending on what you are facing that day. Secondly, quieting negative thoughts without fighting them. The book focuses on easing negative thinking by changing your relationship to thoughts rather than trying to eliminate them. Stressful thoughts often persist because they are treated as urgent signals that must be solved immediately. A Zen-influenced approach reframes them as passing mental events, not facts or commands. The stories highlight how the mind creates extra suffering by replaying the past, predicting the future, or labeling experiences too quickly. From that perspective, the goal becomes learning to witness thoughts with curiosity and calm, letting them arise and fade without adding fuel. Practical takeaways typically include recognizing common traps such as catastrophizing, perfectionism, and comparison, then redirecting attention to what is directly present: breathing, posture, sounds, and the simple reality of the next right action. The book also supports self-compassion, since harsh self-judgment is often the loudest negative voice. By repeatedly encountering stories that model spaciousness and non-attachment, readers can build confidence that they do not need to win every argument inside their head. They can instead cultivate a quieter, kinder inner environment. Thirdly, letting go of control and embracing impermanence. Another key topic is letting go, a theme rooted in the Buddhist understanding that clinging creates distress. Many forms of anxiety come from attempting to control outcomes, people, and circumstances that naturally change. Through its Zen-style lessons, the book points toward a more flexible stance, focus on what you can influence, release what you cannot, and meet change with less resistance. This does not mean passivity. It means acting where action is possible while loosening the emotional grip on how things must turn out. The stories often work by showing a character who insists on certainty and then discovers that peace comes from openness rather than control. In daily life, this can translate into letting a difficult conversation unfold without rehearsing every line, allowing emotions to be felt without immediate suppression, and accepting that progress is rarely linear. The perspective of impermanence can also reduce fear, because it reminds you that intense moods and stressful seasons are not permanent states. As readers internalize this, they may become more resilient, better able to recover from disappointment, and more willing to take healthy risks without being paralyzed by worst-case scenarios. Fourthly, mindfulness in ordinary moments and small routines. The book emphasizes that mindfulness is not confined to meditation cushions, retreats, or ideal conditions. Zen teachings often highlight ordinary tasks as direct gateways to presence. By framing mindfulness as something you practice while walking, eating, working, or listening, the stories normalize attention training within real schedules and real stress. This approach is valuable for beginners who assume they must silence the mind before they can start. Instead, the book encourages noticing what is already happening: the contact of feet on the ground, the sensation of the breath, the feeling of washing dishes, or the impulse to check a phone. These moments become opportunities to return to the now. Over time, mindful routine can reduce reactivity, because you catch stress earlier, before it turns into an outburst, a spiral of worry, or a numbing habit. The stories also reinforce simplicity, encouraging readers to do one thing at a time and to appreciate small experiences without needing them to be extraordinary. That shift can improve concentration, reduce mental clutter, and bring more steadiness into work and relationships. The result is a practical, accessible form of mindfulness woven into everyday life. Lastly, compassion, non-judgment, and a gentler inner voice. A meaningful thread running through Zen-inspired guidance is compassion, both toward others and toward oneself. The book aims to help readers soften the inner critic that often drives stress and burnout. Many people try to change by using pressure, shame, or rigid standards, but that approach typically increases anxiety and makes setbacks feel unbearable. In contrast, the stories point toward non-judgment, seeing clearly without immediately condemning what you see. This attitude allows honest self-reflection without self-attack. When you meet your thoughts and emotions with kindness, you are more likely to learn from them and less likely to be controlled by them. Compassion also improves relationships by shifting attention from being right to being present, from winning to understanding. The Zen lens can encourage listening more deeply, responding rather than reacting, and allowing others to be imperfect humans. In everyday practice, this could look like forgiving yourself for an unproductive day, speaking more gently during conflict, or pausing to notice the fear beneath anger. By strengthening compassion, the book offers an emotional foundation for mindfulness, so stillness does not become numbness, and clarity does not become cold detachment. In conclusion, this book is best for readers who want a calm, approachable entry into Zen-inspired mindfulness, especially those dealing with anxious thinking, stress, burnout, or a harsh inner critic. Beginners to Buddhism or meditation will appreciate the short, self-contained stories because they reduce the intimidation factor and make it easy to start practicing immediately. It can also help experienced mindfulness readers who want brief reminders they can return to during busy weeks, since the format supports consistent reflection without requiring long study sessions. The benefit to daily life comes from repetition and simplicity. By engaging with one story at a time, you rehearse skills like noticing thoughts, releasing control, and returning attention to the present. Over weeks, that can translate into fewer emotional spirals, better focus, and more patience with yourself and others. The emphasis on letting go and non-judgment supports resilience, helping you recover faster when life is uncertain or disappointing. Compared with similar books that rely heavily on theory or lengthy meditation instructions, this one stands out for its bite-sized, story-driven approach. It offers quick access to insight, invites contemplation, and fits easily into real schedules, making it a practical purchase for readers who want calm guidance they will actually use. If you would like to support Tenzin Dolma Lamo, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.